This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. On its front page today, IBD taking a look at a new poll showing that a lot of doctors don't like what they're seeing in terms of the government approach to health care reform. And if it does go through, we might see a distinct shortage in doctors just at a time when tens of millions of Americans would be forced to find health care insurance. And Terry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the major findings of this poll. What do doctors think about the proposed government plan and specifically the public option?
They don't like it. I think it's very safe to say they don't like it. It was a 65% of those we queried said they did not like it. And I think that's very, very clear from our responses. They have so many questions about it and so many concerns that I think it's fair to say that doctors are not on board at all with what has emerged, at least so far, from Congress.
Another one of the key findings, of course, is that 45% of those doctors surveyed said they would at least consider leaving their practice or retiring early if this goes through. Obviously, some would be more leaning towards that than others. So how startled were you by that number?
That was the shocker in all this. I mean, we thought we might get a small number. We asked this question just sort of really more out of curiosity than anything. And when it came back, 45% would consider, packing it up early. You know, and you figure it's a career they've spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on and years of training. It says something very, very, powerful about how strongly a certain subset of the physician community feels about health care reform. It really speaks to the strong antipathy that they have toward the reforms. And, today we're going to be doing a little writing about, what they actually told us. And, it's really astounding when you go through their comments. We invited them not just to answer yes or no to questions, but we said, also go ahead and tell us in your own words what it is you don't like about this. And we got a lot of different comments. I mean, they had plenty of reasons for not liking the program. I think we, I can't remember how many it was we have, but I think it was somewhere around 18 or 19 things that they did not like.
Terry, are there any one or two ideas that seem to stand out most as to why they think staying in their chosen profession might not be worth it if this goes through?
Yeah. The one thing I think they really have said over and over again is that it limits their ability to deal with patients. They did not like government getting involved in their decision making. They thought it was going to increase costs and not decrease costs. They thought there were some easily fixable problems that they couldn't understand why they weren't being addressed, such as tort reform. That came up over and over and over again. And the other thing is they thought that it was going to lead to poor quality health care, and they thought that was, in essence, asking them to sign on to a violation of their Hippocratic Oath, which is to, do all they can to serve the patients in front of them.
Terry, what have they said about the impact it would have if even a significant percentage of that 45% decided to check out just at a time when millions of people would be forced to sign on to get health insurance? What kind of impact would this have overall in the healthcare system?
It would have a disastrous impact, I think, and that's what one of the big things that the doctors fear is that, that we're going to try to add 47 million people. Now, a lot of those 47 million are already cared for one way or another, either through Medicaid or could be cared for through Medicaid or a variety of other programs. But we're going to try to add 30 to 47 million people to our healthcare system at a time when growth in the actual physician population is slowing, and we're also going to have a smaller contingent of continuing physicians if our poll is correct. So it would be more people, fewer physicians, higher costs, lower quality. All of those things were very, very prominent in the physicians' responses to our poll, and that those things are big concerns of theirs.
Terry, some of the Democrats are saying that, well, if you don't like rationing or people making your decisions for you, then you shouldn't like the current system where the insurance company, they say, is doing that, deciding which treatments will be covered and so forth, how much you'll have to pay out of pocket and all that. What are the physicians saying, if anything, about the current system and the way they would like to change?
The physicians do not like the current system, and a lot of their ire is directed toward insurance companies. I would say, in defense of the insurance companies, we ran the numbers, and the insurance companies have profit margins of anywhere from, 2% to roughly 11 or 12% at the high end. So they're not making exorbitant profits in this business, despite what's been claimed. But I would say, the insurance companies are the only institutions right now that exert any kind of cost controls in our system. And what we need to do, and this came through in a number of responses from the doctors, is to reinstitute some kind of personal responsibility for healthcare costs by people. If you can get people involved in actually controlling their own costs and making it reasonable for them to do so without diminishing the quality of their care, that would be the best of all possible worlds, because then we would no longer have to have either the government or insurance companies telling us what care to get and when.
Then, Terry, real quickly, where can folks read more about this online?
They can go to investors.com, and we are running this as a series on our front page. They can get all the coverage there they want to get, and they can also go for more opinions and editorials to ibdeditorials.com.
Very good. Terry, as always, great pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.